This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have kind of aired your frustration at why more doctors aren't speaking out. If everybody wants to know the science and everybody wants to know the facts on whether it comes to masks or whether it comes to COVID or lockdowns and kids going back to school, why don't we see more doctors making more noise? All right. Well, you have a lot of doctors that, are intimidated by the camera. You know, some get really, really nervous about being in front of the camera, you know, because they're worried that their hair might not be brushed or they may still have granola in their teeth, you know, or they might not have done their upper lip wax. And so you have some people that, you know, really worry about that. And you have people like me that don't. I'm like, this is how I look. This is how I roll. All right. This is how I be. And, I will use evidence-based medicine. I will teach you guys what I'm taught. I will give you guys my opinion, and I will do what I think is keeping you guys safe. So, if you're mad at me about, supporting the mask mandate or supporting my governor or supporting the social distancing, it's because I have to do benefits versus risks. But, again, I will explain to you where my thought process is. I've been wearing masks since day one. I kind of like having the mask around. I just do. I think the average mask people are wearing is bullcrap, and dirty, but I've made my point clear on masks. Well, apparently a doctor got canned, from what we're being told, in California, because he was questioning the lockdown necessity. And Dr. Michael Dubois Blanc was apparently removed from his post as trauma medical director for John Muir Health after writing a letter to health officials in Contra Costa County, California, that questioned the effectiveness of the country's lockdown measures. Now, he was interviewed on Fox News, and apparently a group of parents asked him to write the letter because they went to a doctor for some help and guidance on, can the kids go back to school? And so he had said that all the data that he's aware of, looking at children and the virus, shows it's safe. He says there are many other states now that have months of track record showing it's safe for the kids to go back to school, and the state of California, the county, is just not making that possible. So it's unclear who got ticked off with the letter, why he lost his position, if he lost his position for that, or there was something else. But apparently he got removed. John Muir Health released a statement to NBC Bay Area in response to his firing, said the doctor is employed through an outside contract. After careful consideration, John Muir Health is not continuing with Dr. Dubois Blanc in that position. So some of you have asked me, are doctors silenced? Are we, okay, the average doctor, you can't really silence them. I mean, we have taken an oath. We have sworn an oath to protect the patient. So if we think a vaccine is going to protect the patient, we're going to tell you. If we think you having guns in the home need to be locked up in a gun safe, we're going to tell you. I mean, we take an oath to protect the patient. If you tell us you don't want your husband or wife or spouse or partner knowing what you and I talk about, my oath is to you. It doesn't matter what your partner says, tell me if they're taking high blood pressure medicine or tell me if there's HIPAA. So we doctors are confined by our oath, by our laws, by our medical licensing, to follow follow the rules and not, blow up somebody's privacy, not steer them in the wrong direction. Like if a doctor was out there saying, look, I think this polio vaccine is going to kill your child, the medical licensing board is going to have a problem with that physician. You know, if you have a physician who is a board certified MD or DO saying, I am going to cure you by waving a magic wand, there's regulations to, help prevent people from, being under the guise of, the care of somebody under the guise of, oh yeah, we are MD or DO or, ND or chiropractic or whatever, board certified, and we're, I'm going to tell you what I want to do. However, when a doctor starts to lose their job for advocating for parents and citing what the American Academy of Pediatrics has said about kids going back to school, now when you see something like this, yeah, doctors get a little bit edgy. Because we are being told, we are given journal after journal. We are given updates by the American Academy of Pediatrics or the AAFP or the AMA. And if he is reiterating what the American Academy of Pediatrics is, and his medical industry doesn't have his back because they have to choose between Governor Newsom and the medical industry, where is a doctor allowed to stand to speak for their patients? Already there's a growing consensus. Now, mind you, I've on air said in my neck of the woods, we probably have to wait with kids going back to school temporarily until we get our acts together with, in terms of having hospital beds for the teachers and having the vaccine. And it, from what I'm seeing, it's really difficult for a kid to start school and then a week later have to go back home because they all have to quarantine. So I had said, until we have our poop together, it's probably a little safer to keep them out until, we can ensure that the teachers aren't going to call out because they have COVID. You can't have kids in a school if the teachers don't want to come back. And so, we've had a lot of teachers say, I can't go back. I have a mom I have to take care of. I can't go back and get COVID. So, to me, it was more of a logistic thing, which is why I on air had said, I believe it was News 3 or News 13, I had said, look, if the teachers aren't ready, you can't force students in a room with no teachers. But a doctor advocating for parents, right, citing the American Academy of Pediatrics getting fired, that is a silencing. And I'd like to get a little bit more information on what the hell happened, because we doctors are supposed to go by what our, fellows and our medical heads tell us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys. Just thinking. On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we got some news out of New York. Actually, we got a lot of news coming out of New York. It's kind of interesting what's going on there. Very interesting. Sheriffs, Bills game, vaccine side effect. Let's just for a few minutes talk about what's happening in New York. So, we're being told that a worker got a pretty severe, significant, quote-unquote significant reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine. The worker is now stable. You know, luckily nobody has died from the vaccine so far, thank God. But it does make us nervous when somebody has a severe reaction. It's a healthcare worker. We don't know if they received Well, at first we were told they weren't sure if it was the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. Fox News is saying it was the Pfizer vaccine. The worker has been stable. But the New York City Health Department has said in a statement that with more than 30,000 COVID-19 vaccinations administered in New York City, we have received a single report of a serious adverse event in a healthcare worker. They don't know how long after vaccine the reaction occurred. Most of these reactions appear to happen within 10 minutes. We're not really getting a lot of information on this, but, you know, at least they're stable. And we have, you know, when they talk about six cases throughout the United States, I think that's an underestimation. Might be six severe cases where people might have had to be hospitalized. But, you know, you do have people that have either the dizziness or the heart rate changes or the difficulty breathing or the, you know, lightheadedness. And so, you know, they are investigating it. And again, one in 30,000 in medicine, that's not a bad number. You know, we're going to have a lot of frustrated, confused people, spectators, watching the vaccine rollout, going, what the heck are you guys doing if people are having adverse reactions? And the reason why is we've never given thousands upon thousands or millions of people something at once. Usually when we start a blood pressure medicine, you know, or we, you know, give a flu vaccine or whatever, it's over months. Flu vaccines came out in September. People are still getting their flu shot. So it's over a few month period. And if the media doesn't cover an adverse reaction, they don't cover an adverse reaction. But, and you also don't have as many people getting the flu vaccine as they're going to get with the Pfizer vaccine because half the country doesn't get the flu vaccine. So with the Pfizer, with the COVID vaccine, there's, you know, a lot more push. There might even be mandates from employers, possibly mandates from airlines, etc. So don't be surprised if you see these reactions, and the U.S. is going to have to, you know, investigate it. So according to the New York City Health Department, they said the City Health Department is closely tracking reports of more severe side effects in collaboration with the CDC. And this is the first serious adverse event we have encountered in New York City. Now, they said if you have ever had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient in a COVID-19 vaccine, the CDC recommends that you should not get the specific vaccine. Now, we talked about the ingredients, the lipid panel, the potassium, the sucrose, the glycol, the PEG, the poly, oh my gosh, I'm sorry about that. Hold on a second. Polyethylene glycol, I believe. I mean, if you don't know if you're allergic to it, that's the problem. The average person has no idea if they're allergic to those, you know, ingredients. They said the CDC recommends that people with a history of severe allergies, of severe allergic reactions not related to vaccines or injectable medications, like allergies to food, pet, venom, environmental, or latex, can still get vaccinated. They said people with a history of allergies to oral medications or family history of severe allergic reactions or who might have had a milder allergy to vaccines may also still get vaccinated. So they have reversed if you've had, because originally, remember the CDC said, look, if you guys have had a bad reaction to anything, hold off. They've reversed that. And the reason why they reversed it is people with penicillin allergies and sulfa allergies, etc., have been able to get the vaccine. The problem is we still want to know, you know, when bad things happen, it usually happens to me. So I, you know, if there's going to be a one-off, or if there's going to be, you know, something that's not, you know, doesn't go the way of the textbook, it's going to be me. So we do hear that not only is the UK and multiple countries, you know, taking a look at, you know, what's going on with the new variant strain, et cetera, which, by the way, I think now there's a second mutant strain that was picked up in the UK. The US is going to be very thoroughly investigating why several people had an allergic reaction. Alkis Togias, an official with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNBC that several hundred people who have had a history of severe allergic reactions will be involved in a study. He said, we are a little bit concerned that people who have had a lot of allergies, who have had reactions like this to all kinds of things, not just vaccines, may be afraid to get vaccinated now. We just don't want that to happen. We want to find a way for them to get vaccinated. So his department is going to lead the study. I believe the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is the same place that Dr. Fauci comes from. And Dr. Togias is going to lead the study, and his department, and the researchers hope to begin in a few weeks. They're also going to have to look at Moderna because, you know, since Pfizer was the first shot to roll out, most of the reactions we heard in that first week was Pfizer. So researchers at the NIAID, an agency within the National Institute of Health, became interested when people were developing some anaphylaxis, especially a clinician in Alaska who suffered anaphylactic symptoms. So we don't know if it's the messenger RNA, if it's the technology, if it's the adjuvants. So, you know, only 10 to 15% of volunteers had side effects, they said, according to the studies. So they didn't really see a lot of severe reactions. So they're going to look at it, which I think they should. In the meantime, the New York mass vaccination apparently has had some hitches. Apparently we're being told that New York's mass vaccination plans are shelved because Governor Cuomo might be taking a different path. So counties that have been planning for mass vaccination, training, preparing it, getting ready to go, I believe, are on pause until they hear what the governor wants to do. Apparently, interviews, according to the Times Union, with multiple county officials over the past week confirmed that many are unclear why the governor's administration has not activated the county-by-county system, which is a plan that included recent practice sessions in which members of the public received regular flu vaccines at drive-through sites. So they, Cameron Sagan, spokesperson for the county, said Albany County has developed and submitted our mass vaccination and distribution strategy to the state. However, we are still waiting to hear back from them on what the final plan would be. So many of their vaccination hub coordinators include the hospitals like University of Rochester, Catholic Health System, United Health Services. So I guess, you know, this is where, you know, the healthcare industry is ready to go and everybody's waiting for the politicians. So what are the politicians doing? Well, Governor Cuomo has apparently taken a, you know, interest in what happens at a Buffalo Bills game next month. The Bills have been doing very, very well this season. And Cuomo said he is considering letting 6,700 fans into the stadium next month. They're going to be tested for COVID upon entry. Contact tracing will be done afterwards. Bill Stadium can hold 71,000 people. They are going to spread the 6,700 fans out. It's in Western New York. Western New York has a test positivity rate of 6.9% currently. New York City is less at 4.9%, but then again, they've had some severe lockdowns. Manhattan, even lower at 2.6%. Cuomo right now is not allowing indoor dining, even at 25% capacity, because he claims the transmission rate is high. However, he said he wanted to go to the Bills game next month. Well, this has been reported by Daily Mail. So if Governor Cuomo wants to go to a Bills game, he's going to try to make that happen. Meanwhile, all these restaurants are going out of business and all these people are out of jobs. So he appointed Kim Pegula, who owns the Bills, with her husband Terry, to be part of the reopening advisory. Now, he is also demanding a ban on British flights to the U.S. over the new mutant COVID strain. And he says it's likely already in the U.S. I believe so, too. I wouldn't be surprised if the new mutant strain that's highly infectious but not necessarily deadly or is in the U.S. So if Cuomo wants to go to a Bills game, I guess the Bills might get to have some fans. Now, what's happening in New York City? Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio says that he is going to send sheriff deputies to the home or hotel of every traveler from the UK to ensure they quarantine, or they will be fined $1,000 for each day they violate the order. All right, last thing we need is war with the UK right now. So New York City is going to ramp up their efforts because now if you're from the UK, you are taboo. And if they don't comply with the state's mandatory quarantine order, sheriffs are going to come to the door. Now, this UK mutant strain is supposedly 70% more transmissible, not necessarily more deadly, but it seems to be outsmarting, you know, some of the latest measures and social distancing and masks, we believe. So sheriff's deputies, so all international travelers to New York City are going to have to receive a Department of Health Commissioner's order to quarantine, and then deputies will visit travelers. In violation, you get slapped with a $1,000 fine. I don't believe UK travelers can go to the Bills game next month. Can somebody explain what the hell is going on? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
To wish me greeting once again. What will be singing that I'm alive.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An explosion shook the largely deserted streets of downtown Nashville early Christmas morning, shattering windows, damaging buildings, and wounding three people. Smoke from the explosion could be seen for miles. The FBI is now leading the investigation.
And we're putting everything we have into finding who was responsible for what's happened here today. As part of doing that, there are investigative leads to be pursued. There's also technical work that needs to happen. We will find out what happened here.
Matt Foster with the FBI speaking at a press briefing. New research indicates COVID-19 antibodies may provide protection against the virus for 6 months. Researchers at the National Cancer Institute found that people with antibodies from catching COVID-19 were less likely to test positive again for up to 6 months and maybe longer. This is USA Radio News. Republicans shot down a last-minute Christmas Eve push from Democrats to rush through $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Democrats returned a favor by slapping down the Republicans' push to revisit the levels of foreign aid included in the spending package that both chambers passed earlier this week. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer reminding everyone,
"It's up to Congress to right this wrong, and I appreciate the Republicans standing firm on that, and I hope that we can eliminate that waste, fraud, abuse in the budget."
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer has a message for President Trump.
"Surely the President of the United States, whether he's in Mar-a-Lago or any place else, ought to empathize with the pain and suffering and apprehension and deep angst that the American people are feeling and sign this bill."
Over 120,000 Americans are spending Christmas in the hospital with the coronavirus. Over 22,000 of those are in intensive care units. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praise is of the Lamb.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so don't get mad. Don't get mad, guys. Look, there's always a silver lining. Everybody calm down. Okay, so a lot of people are getting their panties all up in a bunch, and understandably so, because in New York, with lockdown measures, with Mayor Bill de Blasio sending sheriffs to people coming from the UK, if they violate quarantine, they get a $1,000 fine. Amongst all this, Governor Cuomo has revealed that he really wants to go to a Bills game. He wants to go to a Bills game. Okay? So these guys, they love their football. I love my football. A weight of my heart, it was one is chocolate and maybe a good piece of steak, but a real weight of my heart is football. Right? If you let me watch my football on Sunday, maybe on Monday night, maybe on Thursday night. I'm a happy girl. I'm good. I love my football. And people are ticked, but maybe they shouldn't be. Again, guys, this is all strategy. People are upset because Governor Cuomo says he wants to go to a Bills game and is going to... Now, you know, the Bills are first at AFC East. So, I mean, Bills are in the playoffs. Steelers, Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you know, there's... Bills have done pretty well this season. And it's going to be a home game. I don't know if it's going to be the third. I don't know which home game this is going to happen in. But Governor Cuomo wants to allow, and we just spoke about this, a home game where 6,700 fans can come into the stadium. They will be tested for COVID before they enter the stadium. So my guess is a rapid test. They're going to do contact tracing. Now, we just spoke about this. And, guys, there's a silver lining to this, okay? You know, play to a man's heart. If it's to his belly, maybe it's to football. With all the lockdowns and with everything going on, we are seeing some movement when it comes to football. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, I don't like football, and I don't watch football anymore, and I don't. Okay, I do. This isn't so much about football. It's about getting a governor to budge. Okay? I believe the owners of the Bills are also on the reopening advisory board and all that. And so I know people are upset because there are restaurants closed and there are people just losing business and, you know, losing. It's a disaster what's going on in New York. Governor Cuomo has even admitted that they're going to need to tax more. Or they need rich people to come back. I mean, you know, New York is in trouble. But we're seeing some movement. And if it takes football to flip and save the state and then maybe save the country, I'm all for it. So this plan to get Governor Cuomo to get to watch his, you know, home football game, now that the Bills are, you know, doing well and it's going to be in the playoffs, if that is going to allow a test case of seeing what happens if you test somebody before they go into the stadium, you have them social distance, and then you contact trace to see if they get COVID, maybe, and I hope to high heaven, this will project for businesses in New York to be able to reopen. Now, I know you guys are thinking I'm optimistic. You guys are thinking this is all about he just wants to see a game. He's making it work under the guise of an experiment. And then, no, we need him to go to this game. We need Cuomo at a football game. If you want your restaurant to open up in Idaho or Iowa, if you want your concert venue to open up, if you want your casino to open up, we need Governor Cuomo to be at a football game. I will drive him myself. I think he'd be a cool guy to talk to. I kind of like his, you know, he's got an attitude. He's kind of a tough guy or whatever. I would chauffeur him to this game. Because if you could get the optics, if you could get the sound bite, the video, if you could get the footage of him being at a football game in New York, it's going to be very, very hard to... to justify causing all these people to lose their lifelong careers and their lifelong income. I am thrilled by this. And again, this has nothing to do with the football. If he said he wanted to see Hamilton, again, I would drive him there. I would sing it myself if I had to, right? You know, what did I miss? I would sing it myself because I'd be like, get this guy into a venue. Get the pictures, get everything you need, because remember, the lawsuits are going to start coming. I mean, if they haven't already. People want to sue. And people want to say, you guys closed us down inappropriately. You guys claimed that we couldn't work all these months because of COVID. So if the Bills are playing in a playoff game, and it is during the peak flu season and peak COVID season, and you have Governor Cuomo there, you know, eating popcorn, having a beer, eating a hot dog, enjoying the game, and we see that it wasn't the big death trap that everybody claimed it was going to be, maybe we'll get to start to reopen in Arizona, in California, in Nevada. So I know you guys are ticked, but what I would do is just bite your tongue and let this thing happen. Let him get into a stadium. Now, do I think that 6,700 fans are going to be, you know, be hurt? Are they going to get COVID, etc.? Well, they're not going to be vaccinated because the average person is not going to be able to get the vaccine in January. They're still making more doses and they still have to distribute them. And so the people going there wouldn't. But it is going to be very interesting to see if rapid testing is going to be the way to get places to reopen. Now, mind you, a rapid test is not like a pregnancy test where in a few minutes you know if you're positive or negative. Lord have mercy, I've taken plenty of pregnancy tests. In fact, when I was pregnant, it was negative. And I, you know, I was like, ah, I'm still negative. And then I had left it on the counter, right? I don't have paper towel. And I go in there hours later and I see the plus. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Ah, and I had just done a workout and I had just gone running. And I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Ah. You know, so I was all excited. I tell, you know, my doctor, I call my doctor. She's like, you haven't even missed your period yet. What are you doing testing yourself? I go, I'm pregnant. She's like, I'll see you in a few weeks. Okay. So it was good and it worked out. But the rapid test takes 20, 30 minutes. So this is really going to be interesting how this is going to pan out. You're going to have 6,700 people. They're going to have to take a test. They're going to have to social distance. They're going to have to wait. They're going to have to get the results and be turned away. If they are coming with their spouse or with their kids, then does the whole family have to go? So if they want 6,700 fans, are they going to basically have to have 20,000 people come to test because they're going to be turning away people and families if somebody's positive? It's going to be very interesting to see how this works. I am dying to see it happen. I want this to happen. Because if we find out that they can do this and people can flip and go to a football game again, then you know what? We could go to a movie theater again. Okay? We could do indoor dining. Okay? We could have a picnic. We don't have to have fines. We could paddleboard. I mean, pickleball has been saved. Throughout the country, people have been able to pickleball, right? But you know what? I don't pickleball, okay? I watch football. That's me. Now, somebody might say, well, why isn't anybody studying what's going on in Texas? Dallas has allowed fans. I mean, many of these places, there's been fans. Why, you know, can somebody test that? It's got to be one of the states where they are stricter than strict. So, but here's the problem. There is a lot of logistics. And if the average person is positive for COVID and is positive for weeks, the next question I have, which many of us have, is how long will you be positive for on a rapid test? If you had COVID a month ago or two ago, are you still going to be positive on a rapid test? We're seeing that people are positive for weeks. We saw George Floyd positive 5 weeks later for COVID. Doubt it was a second infection. So he was positive twice, six weeks apart. So, you know, we are going to have to talk about, we're going to have to be looking at COVID virgins going to this game. Trust me, I think there will be. There's tons of Bills fans out there. But by the way, it's cold. I mean, it's cold. It's going to be a real interesting undertaking. But you know what? I would rather see some movement. You know, please, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's get some movement so we get some of these restaurants and some of these other businesses open. So make this happen. Everybody lay low, bite your tongue. I want to see Cuomo in a stadium. We need that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are hearing that for those people coming to Vegas for New Year's Eve, the Fremont Street Experience, which is in the downtown Las Vegas, the older part of Las Vegas Strip, pretty cool area, You'll have to purchase a ticket. $25 security fee. The fee could be paid online or purchased through the Slotzilla office. And all the hotel properties on Fremont Street Experience. So after 6 p.m. on December 31st, wristbands can be purchased at all gates in addition to online Slotzilla and on hotel properties. Those staying at a hotel in downtown Las Vegas will receive a wristband that provides access to the area, access to the mall area. The Fremont Street starts at 6 p.m. Attendees with a wristband will be able to enter neighboring hotel and casinos. So New Year's Eve at about 5 p.m. in Vegas, Fremont Street Experience will clear the mall, close for a security suite. The area will reopen at 6 p.m. for guests. 1 hour to clear the whole area. That's pretty damn good. That's wow. And I got to tell you, our police and security are on it. And apparently, due to COVID-19 restrictions mandated by the state, there will not be any live entertainment or brands in the mall, or bands. I'm sorry, bands. It's according to Fox 5 News. And among other safety measures, Fremont State Experience states that everyone will need to wear a mask at all times and practice 6 feet of social distancing. I don't know if you've ever seen New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. Oh, it's amazing. You're kind of stuck on the strip, though. You know, you can't really take your car in or out, you know, because they don't want people getting run over. And they don't want, you know, lorries running people over like we saw in Germany and stuff. And, or big trucks. And hard to go to the bathroom. But, I mean, it usually is packed people to people standing outside in the cold at risk of getting hypothermia. People drinking, and they're waiting for hours to see the fireworks. Well, there's not going to be fireworks except at one hotel. On the strip. And so people still want to be out there and, you know, have fun. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with the masks and all that. You know, Las Vegas is always on the lookout for terrorist attacks and making sure that, you know, we don't, you know, have people get injured. I've felt very, very safe on the strip with New Year's. I don't go because I don't want to freeze my tushy off. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. So we're going to definitely talk more next week about New Year's festivities. I've got to talk about Christmas, guys. We've got Christmas coming up. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, it's been a rough year, and I, you know, we're really, really blessed to be able to, you know, for those of us still alive and here, able to make it to this Christmas season. Unfortunately, though, we've got to watch out for the Christmas coronary. A study back in 2004 found a 5% increase in heart attacks during the Christmas season. A 5% increase. Then in 2018, a study published in the British Medical Journal found Christmas Eve, especially 10 p.m., to be the most risky for those who are prone to heart disease. Why? All right, well, yeah, I wrote a little article on this. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. It's cold. And the cold has been associated with heart stress. So cold weather can cause your blood vessels to constrict, can cause extra work for the heart, can cause less oxygen to reach vital organs. Snow shoveling has been infamous for inciting heart attacks because people have to shovel snow. And it's a lot of work, so if they haven't really done a lot of activity and then all of a sudden they have to be out there for hours in the cold shoveling snow, not too safe. The heart demands extra blood because of the increase in activity. Cold restricts blood flow, so not good. Plus, Christmas time, you know, we didn't really have a lot of office parties. Usually I talk about the office holiday party and how not to get in trouble, you know, with hitting on the boss or sleeping with somebody or talking bad about somebody because you've been drinking. But they're still going to be drinking. And alcohol in excessive amounts can put stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, worsening diabetes, causing abnormal heart rhythms. It also can interfere with the metabolism of some of your medication. So if you're on a diabetic medication or a blood pressure medication or a high cholesterol medication, you know, it can interfere with them working at their best. Then, and I've told you guys this time and time again, the doctor might not be in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Probably not. A lot of doctors are taking a break. I have not taken a day off since I went on vacation at the end of June in 2019. I did go on vacation Christmas week last year, but I worked and saw patients. I saw 80 patients one day. I just, from 5 a.m. till midnight, was seeing patients online. It was so busy last year. And now that we know why, probably because of COVID. And so the average doctor is like, you know what, I'm out. I got to take a break. So if you forgot to refill your medication, you might go 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks without, you know, getting care. Now, many telemedicine companies like MDLive open over the holidays. America Well, and I'm going to see patients over the holidays. I'm going to leave for a few days, but I'm going to be in the hotel, and I'm a workaholic, so, I'm not taking any days off. I'm still working, but you got to make sure that you pack everything you need for your holiday trip without anticipating delays. If you think you're going to be on a flight and you're going to be stuck for a few hours, or if you think you're going to be stuck and having a quarantine, you got to make sure you get your medication and you have enough of it. And then, of course, the stress can put us at risk for a Christmas coronary. Holiday travel isn't easy. You got the delays, the long lines, the cold, the traffic, family. You know, hanging out with the in-laws sometimes isn't the easiest thing. We've talked about how to cope with the in-laws. You know, you gotta, make sure you kind of have, you can pretend that you have to work virtually. You can pretend you have diarrhea. But, staying at the in-laws is not very, very easy. Now, many, Christmas plans have been changed because of COVID. But for those people that don't really like family and they still have to hang out with them, that could be stress. So, how do you prevent heart disease? Well, first, you gotta know if you have risk factors for it. So, if you have a personal history of heart disease, if you've ever had a heart attack, you're at risk, right? If there's a family history of heart disease. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, obesity, inactivity. If you're a male over 40, females, they used to say over 50, but now postmenopausal. If you have a high-stress life, like I think most of us do, you can be at risk. Even short stature can be a potential risk factor. So, if you are at high risk for heart disease, make sure you kind of get an exam, have somebody take a look at you. Then reduce your risk by maintaining your blood pressure, your blood sugar, make sure your cholesterol is down, reduce your stress, eat a balanced diet, food rich in potassium like fruits and vegetables, quit smoking, stay active, maintain a healthy weight, avoid getting sick with flu and COVID because that doesn't help the heart. So make sure you check on your prescriptions if you're running low. Pack prescriptions in 2 different bottles. We talked about this. If you're going to fly, have some of your medicines with you in your carry-on, some in the luggage. Try to get sick. Get your flu shot, your pneumonia shot. If you could get the COVID vaccine, probably not going to get it this week, but, try to do that. Another thing, too, some of you guys are telling me that you're kind of feeling ill, but you're not having COVID. Well, it could also be your Christmas tree. Remember we talked about how a lot of Christmas trees have needles and barks that have mold and allergy-producing spores and things like that? There's aphids, mites, bark beetles, even little spiders on your Christmas tree. So if you are having any wheezing or coughing or chest pain or fatigue or rash or watery eyes, itchy throat, nasal itching or whatever, it could be because the mold or the pollen on the tree. Now, you've already decorated it, so we can't really hose it down, but maybe get an air purifier in there. Maybe when Christmas ends, get the tree out. I like to keep all the decorations, well into February if I can, but if you've been kind of sneezing like that for about a month or two, remove the tree and see what happens. And if you do suffer from allergies or asthma, you might want to make sure that, tree decorating or taking down the tree is kind of delegated to somebody else. And if you think it's an issue now, you can always put the tree outside. Our Christmas trees could be anywhere we want. I love Christmas trees. I want one in the studio. So I hope that guy, that helps. When it comes to, this week, and, I'm going to be, off air for the next couple days. Woohoo, yay! I know. Maybe your stress will go down because you don't have to hear about, football and COVID and governors and lockdowns and shutdowns. Just remember, you made it to this Christmas. You're allowed to celebrate Christmas. Do it safely. Have the mask on and try to social distance. But, I don't think Christmas should be canceled by any means. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.